com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or if you want to go to our Facebook or our Twitter page, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you to both our Facebook and our Twitter. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennen. And Scott, another great guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Rudy Martinson's going to be here, executive director of the North Dakota Hospitality Association, on the reason for the differences in bar closing and liquor sales times across the state, and how it can be changed, or should it be changed? We'll get into that discussion at the bottom of the hour. Scott, what's on your mind right now?
You know, I've had this story in the hopper for a couple of days. We haven't had a chance to get to it, but I'm kind of curious what folks think about drones being used regularly. 7 times by local law enforcement in the last 5 months. Now, all on law enforcement missions, but in North Dakota. North Dakota's in a rare category where it has access. Law enforcement in North Dakota have access to drones because of what's going on up at UND with the unmanned aerial aircraft systems, that partnership between the Grand Forks County Sheriff's Department and this UND Aviation Research Project allows it. I think it's great because, to me, anytime law enforcement locally has a tool that can help them, you know, be more efficient, solve crimes with technology, all the better. But you mentioned drones and law enforcement or domestic use of drones, and some people's hair goes up on the back of their neck. So,
well, first of all, they're UAVs. We've had this discussion, not drones. They're UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, and I'm a big fan of them. But in the hands of law enforcement, there needs to be some rein here. They need to be reeled in a little bit, because I've got a big First Amendment issue with this. How do you have a drone without having a search warrant? That's something that's so invasive into somebody's life, or potentially into somebody's life. I don't care about the argument, well, if you're not guilty, then don't worry about it. Well, no. And this goes right back to, where is Big Brother? Not people lost their mind over the NSA getting into people's lives. It's the same thing to me, Scott. It's down that same path. Where do you draw the line of being so invasive into somebody's life and just leaving things alone, leaving people be, and let them get on with their lives? I don't want government involved with every aspect of my life. And in the cases where you need to use a UAV, get a search warrant. It's not hard. That's what the legal system's set up for. Get a search warrant.
Here's how they've been used. And by the way, if you want to weigh in on this, whether you agree with Steve that they ought not be used unless they have a process set up. But I'll tell you how they've been used, and you can tell me whether it's a good use or a bad use. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. They have a compliance committee set up at UND that works with the sheriff's office in this case, and they provide protocol for the use of drones, and 5 allowable mission sets are part of their criteria. Searches for lost people. For instance, do you remember when that fugitive was running loose in a cornfield west of Portland earlier this, I guess it was last month.
Last month, yeah.
It was in September. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So they used it in that case. You worried about the corn's privacy rights here, or is that an okay use?
No, I'm worried about if I'm driving down a gravel road maybe a little bit fast and there's a drone that issues me a speeding ticket.
That's not happened.
Something as simple
so
as that. But where do you draw the line, Scott?
Now,
no, here's the problem, though. When you start having this set of criteria, the government's involved. At some point, those lines are going to start getting blurred. And that's a very dangerous road to go down.
I'm talking about how they've been used and saying it's a good idea. You're talking about how they could be used and saying it's a bad idea. So let's stick to how they have been used, and then I think it's fair to say, hey, if it crosses this line, fine. But in this case, you had a search in a cornfield, and it saved a ton of man hours. In fact, they said probably saved 100 or so man hours in being able to determine the suspect was not hiding in this very large cornfield, so we don't have the touchstone that we found this bad guy, but we did save the taxpayers of North Dakota thousands of dollars for all those searches who had been looking somewhere else. So anyway, that's one of the uses, lost people. Another is post-disaster assessments. Another is crime and accident scene photography. Searches for serious crime suspects in which public safety is at risk and assisting traffic control at major events. Those are the instances when it's okay. Good or bad, you tell us.
Seth in Regency. Traffic control.
Well, again, traffic control and hey, you're going too fast, so now I'm going to issue you a ticket and zoom in on your license plate. Not that kind of traffic control.
Are they going to define that? I'm a little leery. I'm a little leery, Scott.
Well, we're all leery. The question is, what's real and what's fiction? You know what I mean? Again, I've just described the five cases. I'm asking Seth and Regent. You tell us, thumbs up or thumbs down on that defined use for?
Yeah, go ahead, Seth.
Yep. Well, you know, I've heard some talk going on about these drones for a little while now, or unmanned vehicles, whatever the proper term is. And I know for a fact that North Dakota has already put in requests to use these not only for law enforcement, but I've heard they're out for fish and game as well. And I think even the animal rights activists have put in requests to use these drones, which basically, to me, it all goes back to there's no man up there. They're either sitting in a building somewhere watching through these cameras, trying to just see what we're doing. And as Americans, I thought the whole point was we are innocent until proven guilty. Now you've got the government wanting to watch us to say, hey, we just want to make sure you don't do anything wrong. And I just don't see how that can fly. I don't see how we can let that happen because we're supposedly have rights in these areas. So,
wait a minute, though, Seth. Where did you get the idea that somebody is just up there with this unmanned aerial vehicle looking to see whether you're doing something wrong? Where did you get that out of what I just said?
I didn't, I guess, out of what you just said. I'm getting out of the other information I've heard and what I've read in papers. What else is the fish and game going to do with them? They're going to use them to arrest me after I shoot a deer illegally?
Well, the argument is don't shoot the deer illegally in the first place, but for me, it's the due process, innocent until proven guilty. And
exactly.
When you have,
I'm not saying that we have the right to go breaking the law.
You know what? If there's a probable cause, and we'll take Game and Fish for an example, if there's a probable cause and they know that there's some sort of poaching activity taking place in a certain area, you know what? You get the search warrant, and then you monitor that area. I don't have a problem with that. But not having that search warrant or just going out looking for what have you, I do have a problem with that. And it starts getting a little invasive, Seth.
Exactly. That's my point. It's like they don't want to wait for us to do anything wrong or have a report on us. They want to be watching us to make sure we don't. You know, they want it's like before the fact. They're trying to do all this stuff before the fact.
Seth, I got two quick questions for you. First of all, how much snow did you get down in Regent? And do you have your power back on?
My power got back on yesterday afternoon, and we had, I'm thinking, around 10, 12 inches on the level.
And what to do to the pheasant population? See us have pheasant openers this weekend.
Boy, they're out all over, a lot of them. So,
well, I'll probably see you down there then.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks for the call, Seth. Appreciate it very much. And, boy, that's heaven. Heaven on earth down in Regent, North Dakota, come pheasant opener this weekend.
You know, that's a good argument, though. Which is better, Mott or Regent for pheasants? It's 1 and 1A, but there's a little debate down there. Which one's the better area, Mott or Regent, for pheasant population in North Dakota?
And don't forget, the Heroes will be in Zeeland, North Dakota, this weekend as well. We're going to tell you more about that. We'll actually have a couple of programs planned specifically to preview the pheasant opener and also tell you about that hunt with Heroes down in Zeeland this weekend. Matt in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Joe, guys, it's gradual encroachment. All these things, you know, all the Patriot Act, you know, look what our internet search did to telephone. You know, everything's done with good intentions, but it's a gradual encroachment that you have to watch out for. You know, the internet wasn't set up to be used to spy on people, but it's been done. So what are they going to do whenever they have these UAVs out here flying around? You know, what's to stop them? That's the whole thing. That's the problem. You know, when you give government a little bit of power, it's not enough. They always want more. And, you know, the way I look at it, you know, leave the things for what they're designed to do, and that's over in Iraq, Afghanistan. You know, don't bring them over here on civilian shores and fly around. There's no need for it. We're already, you know, I'm not even going to say we're practically a police state. We are. We literally are. We're so far from from what our founders envisioned for this country that it's sickening. And now they want to have Big Brother in the sky all the time, you know, flying around, you know. I don't know. Maybe people need to watch Terminator, Rise of the Machines or something. I don't know what the answer is, but I say no, don't do it, don't allow it, stop it right now. That's my thought.
Quick follow-up, man. Any comfort at all knowing this, in this case, as a local sheriff? I mean, it's not federal, it's local making the call? Peace of mind?
I'm not the one to ask that question of, because I don't look for the sheriff to provide safety or security for me. That's my job. It's my job to make my family safe, and I think that's how Americans ought to look at it. You know, whenever you say, "Oh, the sheriff or the federal government or whoever,"
I guess the distinction is more local versus federal is my question. Matt, appreciate the call. Kurt and Bismarck next. Brian and Williston waiting to weigh in too. This is What's on Your Mind. More after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, Scott Hillam with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link. Hunt with heroes. This pheasant opener, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zealand, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2, with great prizes including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zealand, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zealand City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zealand, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Somebody without power to check in with us, see if they need some more batteries for their radio, first and foremost, and just make sure they're faring okay. A few hundred folks still in parts of North Dakota without power, and we're feeling for you. They're toughing it out after that weekend storm. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Back to the phones. Kurt in Bismarck, you're next. Hello, Kurt.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
Yes. So I heard somebody mention the hunting season opens.
this weekend for pheasants. Hopefully everybody can tell the difference between the bird and the sign. I've seen numerous signs down south of Mandan that have fish on them that have bullet holes in them. I mean, that's costing us. These guys that are shooting these signs up that don't know the difference, that's why our licenses and stuff are going up, to pay for idiotic stuff like that. And I don't think it's fair to everybody to have to pay for stupidity.
Steve, would you stop shooting signs, Steve? Would you? That's what Kurt said.
I have not ever in my life shot a sign, nor would I.
Why would somebody do that?
I mean, in a lot of the places I hunt, they have the real nice metal signs. And the landowners are the ones that put up the signs. In a lot of cases, they've gone to the metal signs just because they don't have to replace those every year.
Is it a sort of a marksman thing? I'm going to try and see if I can nail that sign, or is it a defiance thing? Why are they doing it, do you think, Kurt?
I have no idea. I suppose because they didn't see any wildlife to shoot at, so hey, well, maybe we can shoot the sign, stuff like that. And another thing, the game warden may not be watching you, but there are other people that are watching you that have a cell phone that can call and have you reported. So that's another thing that people should maybe remember. Hey, we shot the sign, ha-ha, nobody saw us. Think again. There's always that set of extra eyes out there watching for you.
Or a UAV could be taking your picture.
Right. But I just want to put the word out.
Thanks, Kurt, for the phone call. And those signs, they're private property. The landowners put those up for the no hunting, no trespassing. Those do belong to the landowners, and that is their expense. So, you know, it is private property. Bear that in mind. Brian in Williston, what's on your mind today?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Just calling about the drone situation. It's a double-edged sword that we've been dealing with lately and losing liberties away. I'm for it. It's a tool for law enforcement if it's subpoenaed and or bench warrant ahead of time. Not until then should it be used. Just kind of a reminder, Scott, back to the original founders, Benjamin Franklin, as he said, if any nation or any person is willing to give up their liberty for security, well, then they deserve neither. So that's my comment for today. Thank you.
Here's where I'm having trouble understanding where the uses that we know about have had anyone cashing in their liberty, because I'd be the first one to say it's ridiculous. That's where I'm just saying, where is it going to go? Fair question. Watch it closely. You know, keep an eye on it. Be weary. Be suspicious. But I'm actually talking about how they've used it. So, for instance, looking for a fugitive west of Portland, North Dakota, they think running into a cornfield.
Let me pose this question, Scott.
Has anybody's been cashed in there? I'll give you another example.
I've known you long enough, Scott. Yes. So you're saying you implicitly trust the federal government to not blur those lines and not cross those lines. That's what you're telling me.
In this case, there's no federal government involved here. This was a decision by the Grand Forks County folks who have to go to this committee, and again, under one of these defined uses, these narrow defined uses, searching for somebody that's lost. I got a post-disaster assessment.
So I'll even make it local.
Okay, an accident happened there.
You trust the government. You trust even local government.
I trust local law enforcement to, in this case, pick five cases. I think you're trying to invent a boogeyman that doesn't exist. That's all I'm saying. Now, I am fully aware that there could be abuses. Look at the IRS, prime example. And I think they happen a lot more often on the federal level than they do on the local level. So be wary of it. But I've given you five defined cases where it's used, and your objections are stuff that are not on the list. So that's my question. I'm specifically asking, in the five mission sets, if you will, that are allowed, is there a problem? Do you have a problem with any of these? Because that's what we're talking about. That, when I say, hey, they've been used seven times in the last 5 months, they all fall under these five criteria. So we ought to start there. We all agree abuses are not something we're going to go along with. Fishing for people out there just that might be doing wrong, I'm not for. Richard in North Dakota. Oh, wait a minute. Before Richard, we found somebody that is without power. I've been looking for somebody to see if we can help in any way, shape, or form. Troy in Carson, North Dakota. How are you, Troy?
Good.
When did the power go out?
Friday afternoon.
And we're Monday midday here. So how are you faring?
Oh, we're doing all right. We got generator going, carrying water to the cattle and feeding cows and looking for cattle, too.
Did you lose a lot of cattle out in the storm? Did they get run around the fields?
We didn't lose any cattle.
Misplaced?
We had cattle that drifted with the snow, but we found them. They came back home. So
that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Any other difficulties you're running?
Any? Go ahead.
What's that?
Any other difficulties that you're having trouble addressing?
No, not really. Just helping the neighbors out, get electricity, getting their generators going, and just carrying water to some cattle, I guess, some horses.
And you have enough batteries for the radio, or are you using the generator for the...
Using the generator for the radio. We ain't got no batteries for it.
Steve and I, we'd meal pack some batteries over there for Troy, wouldn't we, Steve?
Absolutely. A little early to be breaking out a snowmobile, though.
Well,
you know, what's the word?
We got enough snow here. We could snowmobile for a while.
What's the word on when you'll have power back, Troy? Do you know yet?
We got a message from Morgan Sioux yesterday sometime there. They said several days for us, but I haven't seen anybody around here yet.
What do they say the major issue is? Is it down power lines or there's problems with some substations? What are their concerns, at least in your area?
Well, just about a half mile or so west of me here, there's a bunch of power lines that broke down and wires and posts. And they just put them poles in about 3 years ago, and here they're all busted up again.
But you're hanging in there. You're getting it done with the help of generator. Been there, done that. You'll get through this, huh, Troy?
Yeah, as long as we can keep diesel fuel in the tractor to keep the tractor running. We've been running the tractor for about 12 hours a day.
Wow, amazing. Anything else anybody can help with there in the neighborhood, Troy?
Not that I can think of anything right offhand, other than we could use some power.
Yeah, well, all right, exactly. We'll continue to keep the heat on the local electric cooperatives, who are real heroes out in the middle of the storm, getting the power hooked back up. Know they're doing everything they can. So good luck to you, Troy. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Let's get back to the phones real quick. Richard, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. We're talking about this drones and whatnot. They can come in pretty handy for doing a lot of surveillance for the military. Now, you got to remember what we got stuck in the ground here, 150 of them. They got to be kept an eye on.
Well, they are good for surveillance. Richard, thanks for weighing in. When we come back, Rudy Martinson. We'll talk to him about North Dakota's blue laws coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A premier Minnesota resort, Chase Sunder Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota, has a great deal for all of September and October. 888-CHASE-06 is the hotline to book your deal. Use the promo code SCOTT, or you can go online at chaseonthelake.com and type in SCOTT. You'll find the great deal, Chase on the Lake, shores of Leech Lake. Now, that's the good deal to get you there. Once you get there, that's the really good deal. That's the great deal, because you'll enjoy all the amenities of this premier Minnesota resort. But most importantly, you'll relax. How can you not relax when you look at that view, Leech Lake, when you walk the unique shops and all the fun spots downtown Walker, Minnesota, when you take in all the amenities, the Comprador Veda Spa, the 502 Bar and Restaurant, Chase on the Lake's a wonderful place to relax, and this is a great deal. Any Sunday through Thursday in September, October, buy one night, get a second night free in a condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06 today. Tell them Scott sent you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. account includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're going to want to buy this. Just got an email from a listener who saw our tweet on the drone question and said, I'm with a small company developing a device to detect drones. Would you have any interest in this as a potential mitigation to concerns you imply in your tweet?
Drone radar detector. I like that.
There you go.
Problem solved.
I don't know how much it costs, but...
Yeah. I can demo it.
Oh, I know. This is one of the deals where they're trying to raise some bucks to get some kind of a campaign. Drone Shield, protect your privacy.
Well, it's like that city in the Front Slope in Colorado that was having a vote this fall on they were going to put a bounty on drones. If you were a city resident, they were going to open up a license. For $5, you could buy a license, and you could shoot down a drone, and there was a bounty if you brought one in. Just bring a piece.
Let's go to Deb. Hello, Deb. You're next on the program. Hello, Deb. Good morning.
Good morning. I was just listening. I'm headed to St. Paul to an environment meeting. I represent District 1B. You know, and this drone issue is very concerning. But the one thing we have to remember is we also have it involved in precision ag. And as we try to really conserve and be more careful with the pesticides and the equipment that we use on our crops, we are able to use drones to identify disease and aphids, all kinds of things. It's very interesting to see how we can be more technical with our agriculture. So there's more to this than just security.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Deb, and it goes into the precision agriculture, it goes into some flood mitigation issues, you can map out all that land. In the energy sector, the oil sector, there's a huge need and avenue for that as well, so there is more to it than just law enforcement, and I think that's the side of it I don't mind going down, but when you start getting into people's lives without potentially needing a search warrant to do so, why is that any different than the NSA snooping into our email?
That's exactly correct. We need to, you know, I see these drones and I think, I don't want them in my backyard finding out what I'm doing and, you know, what I'm raising in my garden or what I'm doing, period. Or catching me on the, like you said, the gravel road, you know, deciding that, oh, I might be speeding, so they're going to follow me.
I'm curious, I don't know how much you heard of our previous conversation, Deb, but we talked about this fact that Grand Forks Sheriff's Department is actually in, I think there's just a handful. I'm trying to find where I saw that in the story, where there's only a rare number of law enforcement agencies domestically, locally. Okay, one other law enforcement agency in the nation, Mesa County Sheriff's Department, has FAA permission to conduct nighttime drone missions. And so Grand Forks is one of two that has the nighttime use, and I think one of just a handful that have this available to them. And again, how they have defined its use, the protocol is mainly if you're searching for somebody, that's number one. Lost people, post-disaster assessments, crime and accident scene photography, searches for serious crime suspects in which public safety is at risk, and assisting traffic at major events, of which they don't do photographs, by the way, at those events. So they can't catch you speeding, Steve. Do you have a problem with any of those, Deb?
No, I don't. I think it serves a purpose. And I think we're going to have more conversations about how we're going to regulate this. Like you said, there's only two areas. When I talked to the Northwest Experiment Station, they have said, as far as agriculture goes, they still don't have the ability to get permission from the FAA to use this program. So it's not like they can just stick it out there and run it.
Deb, from a legislative standpoint, one of my big fears is when you leave things in the hands of the government, lines get blurred. If you give them an inch, they're going to push. How do you feel about that legislatively to make sure that those lines don't get crossed?
I think that's a very important conversation. It does concern me because when we let government choose to do things, sometimes they want to help us be responsible, if you know what I mean. They don't allow us to make responsible choices. They decide for us, i.e. whether or not we can have a big drink or, whatever we're going to put in our body also. So I think there's some real concerns here about how we deal with this and dangers about watching people function.
Right down to where we get our health care even. Deb, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for weighing in today. Let's go to Fred in Wing. Fred, what's on your mind?
Yes, that drone thing. It just seems like it never gets used for the right thing. It gets used for the wrong thing all the time.
But there are right things, Fred. There's plenty of right things out there for it.
I understand. An example would be this storm that came up yesterday, this weekend, I should say. There's about 30% of the sunflowers, some places 80% got just wiped out. Now, if I could see a picture in the morning showing that so that maybe my price would come up, I'd like to see that. But would they use it to go out there and help the people to maybe raise the price, show them what's going on with the sunflowers that all got wrecked this weekend in North Dakota? You know, something like that might be helpful. But it seems like the stuff that they do is never helpful for the people that are paying for the drone program. And it just gets used to help big business, maybe, help law enforcement, help the government watch us more. Just like what happened in Grand Forks and Drayton. That was terrible. And
what happened in Grand? What specifically in Grand Forks and Drayton are you talking about?
Well, Drayton, where they surveyed that farmer that was Rand Paul. He had that, talked about it in his filibuster. He talked about it for 3 hours. What happened in North Dakota, where these people these farmers got into some kind of a fight, and there was guns involved, and so they took drones out there and watched them until they didn't have their guns available. And then they sent the county got boys in and arrested them about 3 days later, and there was a drone hovering above their farm the whole time. Rand Paul put that out nationwide on his filibuster that night. I'm sure a lot of people heard it. Talking about that was on the old Joel Heitkamp show years ago, and then everybody shut up about it. It's been about 2 years now, maybe a year and a half. That particular drone was coming out of Grand Forks. It was called up by, I think, the sheriff's department or some other law enforcement office, called up and had them go out and survey this farmers. There were a couple of ranchers fighting over some cattle.
Yeah, it was over by Larimore, or west of Larimore, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that's where it was. I thought it was Drayton, but whatever. It's just that happened in North Dakota, and it made national news, but everybody keeps it quiet. Rand Paul brought it up when he had his filibuster. He talked about it. He talked about it for a long time. And like I say, if they would go out this morning with a drone and survey all that damage that happened with the sunflowers this weekend, I mean, there's people who lost, there's millions and millions, billions of dollars worth of sunflowers lost this last weekend in this storm. And it would sure be nice to see that on TV, see what happened, you know.
But again, I think that that would be an example where even though you're doing that, someone who is, you know, happens to be driving alongside a sunflower field somewhere would see it as an invasion of their privacy. I guess that's what I'm talking about. I think that, there's uses that make sense, and they ought to be defined, and abuses ought to be punished to the fullest extent of the law rather than just say, well, let's not use this technology. Appreciate the call, Fred. Josh, Watford City, wants to weigh in. Hello, Josh. Josh, are you there?
Yeah. How you doing?
Go ahead. Good. How are you?
Pretty good. About this drone thing, you know, there's a lot of great assets we can gain from having these unmanned aircraft fly over. The problem is that nobody trusts the government, whether it be Republican or Democrat. I mean, you know, you give a kid matches and he lights a fire somewhere, you don't give him matches again.
Again, I sound like a broken record, but I'm talking about specifically how Grand Forks County is using this in concert. Do we have a problem with that? I mean, it's obviously the sheriff's office, so it is government. Are anything, or should we say just don't ever use it because the potential is there for abuse? So we're not going to.
Yeah. I would say the second thing you just said there. I mean, the potential is so great that, the government and everybody in our leadership needs to prove themselves more than they have done recently before we should be able to give them the ability to mess with their technologies and stuff to look over us. I don't think it's right.
Appreciate the call, Josh. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to Corey in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Corey.
Good morning, guys. I guess I'm going to play a little devil's advocate here on the side of law enforcement and government in the use of these drones. While I believe the potential is there for potential misuse of drones, I think the idea that somehow, well, we just can't let them have it because they can misuse it. Well, they could misuse any of the abilities they have now. Why give them any power if that's what you're always afraid about? They've said many times that the powers that they have, they can use these drones for right without a warrant, you know, like looking in someone's backyard. They already have that potential now if the sheriff, deputy, or whatever other law enforcement wants to go to your backyard, not step on your property, but he can look in your backyard and see whatever you're doing, can get a search warrant to go on your property then and actually inspect. It's no different with these drones. And I guess I have a hard time buying the argument that, while if they give them, we give them more power, they have a new tool, they're going to somehow misuse it. I believe misuse happens, but I don't believe that that should be the argument used against giving them use of a pretty good tool that could help them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you anymore. Corey, you and I are in the same
spot.
Full
disclosure, though. Full disclosure, and I want a search warrant if somebody's going to be looking into my backyard.
Looking in your backyard for in other words, there's a suspect on the loose, and they need to use this piece of technology. We should call Steve to say, by the way, we're looking in your backyard with this, unmanned aerial system above. Because we're trying
to find
a bad guy.
I don't want the government or whomever just snooping into my backyard. No, I do not want them there.
Even in the case of, in other words, snooping in the backyard, who would want that? Of course you don't. But in the case of looking for someone who's escaped, you don't?
There was some video that came out, I believe it was earlier this spring, during some training exercises. Some young ladies were topless sunbathing in their backyard. Guess what? There was video of that. I don't want somebody snooping in my backyard. Period. We'll go back to the phones. Steve and Bismarck, you're up next when we come back. This is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting.
Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmind.com. One more quick call. Let's go to Corey in Fargo. What's on your mind today? Let's go to Brian in Williston.
No, Steve in Bismarck, I think, is the one we mentioned before the break that was waiting along. Steve, go ahead.
Sorry,
you're,
Steve.
You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I just wanted to say that I think we're too much of a police state, and I'm talking about the government. And what probably happened is that our drone just happened, our camera just happened to be over on your business, and now we have to find you because we have the evidence that you did something against OSHA or something like that. And people just have to do something about our uncontrolled government first, and then that can happen. We can on these drones first. when that starts to happen.
OSHA violations. So that would be a doozy, wouldn't it, Steve? OSHA violations. I started using them for that. I'll be right with you without question. Appreciate the call, though. Thanks a bunch. And the topic will obviously continue to follow very closely. I just thought it was interesting that use in this unique program at Grand Forks prompted the story, and obviously some concern from our listeners. Chris Baumgartner is on the phone from Morgan Sioux Co-op, the Rural Electric Co-op. And we talked earlier from a listener, and Slope Electric as well. We talked to a caller earlier that was without power. Some folks are, so we wanted to get an update on how folks are faring out there. Chris, how you doing?
We're doing well. Good morning.
A busy weekend for you, I'm sure. How many folks out there trying to restore power?
I'll tell you what, we've got, our crews have been working diligently since Friday night, and we've got a lot of help from area cooperatives and contractors. We've got, between Morgan Sioux and Slope Electric, probably north of 100 guys working right now from sunup to sundown to restore the power as quickly as we can and safely as we can.
Being that this was such an early storm, so wet, so much moisture there, was it something you started preparing for before it actually hit, knowing that there was a lot of moisture potential within this storm, Chris?
You know, we just did not anticipate a storm of this magnitude, as you said, this early. And the amount of snow, it is wet, and it is hard to move around. I was down and drove through the affected areas over the weekend, and quite frankly, there was a good part of the area down by the Eddinger area and others where the roads really weren't even opened up until late in the day on Saturday. So it was tough for our crews to get out and about. The ditches are deep. A lot of snow. It's wet. And which makes it even more interesting. We've got to get plow crews in there as well to be able to move our equipment around.
And for folks that are not familiar with your particular territory, what areas do you serve between Slope and Morgan Sioux Co-op?
Well, Morgan Sioux, of course, is Morgan Grand Sioux counties, and Slope Electric is Slope, Bowman, Hettinger, and Haz. And really the most affected areas were Grant County and Adams County. But a good chunk of the whole area was affected to some degree, but that seemed to be the epicenter for us, the most damage.
And how many customers, Chris, do you still have without power?
We've got quite a few. On the Slope side, we probably got about 250 to 300. And Morgan Sioux, probably between 300 and 500.
And what kind of a timeline? What kind of a timeline? You mentioned you got 100 folks helping and some reserves in to take care of it. How long before you anticipate before everybody has power back?
We're talking really, it could be the end of the week before we can get everybody on. We're working. We've got some main transmission lines down. We've got some major three-phase lines down and then a lot of single-phase lines. So we're doing the best we can. We're getting into the areas that we can get into, and we're trying to address the problems where it'll affect the most people at one time. And so we're working diligently. We're telling folks, be prepared for a few more days.
What kind of scope are we looking at as far as damage? Number of poles down, how many miles of transmission lines did we lose? How big a project is this to get everybody back up and running?
It's a pretty big effort here. You know, as far as the transmission lines, we've got probably between 50 and 60, 69 kV transmission lines down from Morgan Sioux. As far as number of poles, probably around, we're thinking about 1,000 to 1,500 between the two cooperatives. So it's going to be, we're talking $7 million worth of damage here by the time it's all done.
From a safety standpoint, what do people need to know, or those that do have power out that have not had an opportunity to report that, how do they get a hold of you, and what do people need to know about some of those down power lines? Treat them all as live, of course.
Always treat them as live. You're absolutely right. Be very, very careful. Stay away. Down power lines, stay away. They always be very careful. Contact our office. You can contact our office, the general numbers, or you can go to our website, or you can go to Facebook. We are trying to update members on a regular basis. If they contact the office, we are putting upfront messages just to kind of update everybody. We're trying to do that on a regular basis every few hours. Certainly from a safety standpoint, do not touch power lines. If a power line is down across a highway or a road, notify us immediately. and we will assess that situation the best we can. So we ask people to please be patient. We're doing the best we can. Our linemen can only work so many hours a day. We want to keep them safe as well and bring them home safely at night. So we are asking them to come in when it gets to be dark and get them home, get them a good night's sleep.
Understood.
And
for sure. Chris, thanks for the update. Our best. Everybody out there are working hard to get this taken care of. Chris Baumgartner from More Grand Sioux Co-op and Slope Electric, our guest today on the program. Rescheduled our chat with Rudy Martinson for tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Mark, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from the Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.